If wind is the thing that fills a ship and takes it to where it wants to go at sea, thanks is the wind that fills the sails of our volunteers. There is nothing quite like being noticed for hard work and having somebody take the time to acknowledge it creatively. Be creative. Learn the love languages of your key volunteers and seek to think about them in a way that actually has meaning and value to them. Bottom line, find a way to say thanks genuinely and communicate it from the heart. Years ago, we made like a set of colored postcards. We wrote handwritten notes to three different people each and every week, month after month after month. These postcards may not have been the best looking at that time. They weren't like graphical works of art, but they were handwritten and from the heart. One day I received a phone call from a volunteer. She was a key volunteer, and she was weeping and crying. And I'm telling you, this was kind of like the ugly cry. I mean, she was like trying to speak through her tears. And she said, in all of my years in serving in children's ministry, no one has ever thanked me. Today I got this postcard, and this means so much to me. Now, I actually have a hard time believing, in a sense, that she had never received a single word of thanks. However, whatever type of thanks maybe that she was given was clearly not getting through. The simple handwritten postcard touched her in such a way that was really significant and profound. We all receive thanks and appreciation differently. Listen, some want physical touch, a pat on the back. Some want verbal affirmation, a good job, an attaboy. It's about acknowledgement of their contribution. The ways we can thank and appreciate our volunteers are as varied as the unique personalities of every single person. Learn your people. Be a student of your volunteers. Know their habits. Notice their habits. If a volunteer always brings a Diet Dr. Pepper, then bring them a chilled six-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper. If they bring in Starbucks, don't get them a Caribou gift card. Get them a Starbucks gift card. It is in these little observations, in this extra effort, that's where we win. Bottom line, appreciation matters.